Good morning, this Wednesday, the 10th of April. I'm Grady Wolf, market analyst with Bell Direct. Wall Street closed mostly higher across the major indices on Tuesday as investors somewhat sat back in anticipation of the release of key inflation data on Wednesday night in the US time. The Dow Jones fell just 0.02%, the S&P 500 gained 0.14%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ rose 0.32%. Key US inflation data is out later tonight, which will indicate how well the Fed's aggressive stance on interest rates so far has worked to tame inflation in the world's largest economy. Economists are expecting core inflation rate, which excludes volatile items such as food and energy, to ease to 3.7% year-on-year for March, and the overall inflation rate to increase to 3.4% in March from 3.2% in February amid escalating energy prices. In Europe overnight, a pullback across markets in the region was experienced as investors looked toward key economic data out later this week to gauge how local and global inflation is faring. The Stoxx 600 fell 0.6% on Tuesday. Germany's DAX lost 1.32%. The French CAC fell 0.86%. And in the UK, the FTSE 100 ended the day down 0.11%. Across Asia markets on Tuesday, the regions closed mixed as investors assessed key consumer confidence data out of Japan and looked ahead to US inflation data out on Wednesday. Japan's consumer confidence level rose to the highest level since May 2019, prompting Japan's Nikkei to close up 1.08% on Tuesday, while South Korea's Kospi index fell 0.46% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng ended the day up 0.7%. Locally, the ASX started the week in positive territory, which extended into Tuesday's green close with the ASX 200 ending the session up 0.45%, led by material stocks rising 1.5%. The materials rally was led by the rising price of iron ore and fresh hopes that China's long-awaited economic recovery could finally be making some material progress, thus driving demand outlook for iron ore. Westpac consumer confidence data for April and NAB business confidence data for March were both released yesterday, with starkly different results, indicating a clear difference in consumer versus business confidence at this present time. Westpac consumer confidence for April revealed a decline to -2.4% from -1.8% in March, which was below expectations of a rise of 0.5% that economists were expecting, which paints a reading that Australian consumers remain concerned over household finances and borrowing costs in the currently elevated interest rate environment. Now, business confidence, on the other hand, surprised both markets and economists, coming in at a rise to one index point, from a flat reading in February, and above economists' expectations of a decline to -3 points, which indicates business sentiment is improving down under as inflationary pressures continue to ease. Medical equipment company Ansell rallied over 6% on Tuesday after the company completed its $400 million underwritten placement to fund the purchase of Kimtech and ClinGuard brands from US personal care giant Kimberly-Clark Corporation. Central bank purchases of gold and rising geopolitical tensions also boosted the price of the precious commodity to a fresh record high yesterday of $2,353.79 an ounce. Talking about the commodities, on the commodities front this morning, oil is trading 1.54% lower at $85.22 a barrel. Gold is up 0.4% at $2,349 an ounce, and iron ore is up 3.43% at $105.5 a ton. One Aussie dollar is buying 66.2 US cents, 100.45 Japanese yen, 52.17 British pence, and 1 New Zealand dollar and 9 cents. Ahead of the local midweek trading session here in Australia, the SPY futures are expecting the ASX to open Wednesday's session up 0.31% on the back of Wall Street's rally overnight. And now let's dive into some trading ideas for your consideration today. Bell Potter has maintained a buy rating on mining services and development company Develop Global, however, have decreased a 12-month price target on the company from $4.10 to $3.30 amid the restart of the company's Woodlawn project, expected to recommence production in first half of CY25, with Bell Potter's analysts seeing the upcoming financing options for the restart project as an important upcoming catalyst for the company. And Trading Central has identified a bullish signal on Whitehaven Coal following the formation of a pattern over a period of 39 days, which is roughly the same amount of time the share price may gave rise, from the close of $7.36 to the range of $8.15 to $8.35, according to Standard Principles of Technical Analysis. And that's all we have time for this Wednesday. Have a wonderful day, and as always, happy investing.